You're listening to Central Time. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. Coming up after 7 on Latino USA, rodeo is a big deal in Tucson, Arizona, and it's where old Mexican traditions meet up with all-American cowboys. Latino USA takes us to La Fiesta de los Vaqueros in Tucson for a special rodeo edition. That's tonight after 7 on the Ideas Network.
First, on Sunday evening, security officers forcibly removed a passenger on a United flight from Chicago to Louisville. United asked volunteers to leave the overbooked flight to make room for United staff members who needed seats. When no one offered, the airline randomly selected 4 passengers to forfeit their seats.
One couple complied, but another passenger resisted, saying that he was a doctor and that he needed to work at the hospital the next day, according to witnesses. Other passengers took videos as 3 security agents removed him from his seat and physically dragged him down the aisle and off of the flight.
Elisa Brodkowitz joins us now to talk about the situation and what rights airline passengers have. She's an aviation attorney based in Washington State. Elisa, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much for having me.
So as an aviation attorney, what was your reaction to the video of this man that's gone viral being forcibly removed from this flight?
I was just astonished. I couldn't believe how many laws I saw being broken all at once.
And so how typical is this case?
This is an atypical case. It's very unusual for someone to be forcibly removed from an airline, and that's probably because the airlines owe us the highest duty of care. So when we fly on commercial aircraft, the commercial airline is called a common carrier, and it's an old system of laws established for railroads where, because we relinquish so much control to the airline, we are owed the highest duty of care by the airline.
And so when you say so many laws have been broken here, what do you see? What are you looking at as an attorney?
Well, the first thing that I see is I see an assault. So you can never touch another individual without their consent unless it's justified. On an airplane, it might be justified because they're being unruly or they're acting out. But in this case, you have an individual who's just simply sitting in his seat. The second thing that occurs to me is that, the issue has come up whether this was really an overbooking. Under the Department of Transportation laws, airlines are allowed to overbook. They are allowed to oversell seats to other passengers. But I don't believe they're allowed to call it overbooking when they have crew members that they wish to transport to another hub. That is not overbooking.
And in this case, there were 4 crew members that needed to get to Louisville so they could work the next morning.
Right. So the Department of Transportation understands that there are often people that don't show up to get on the airplane, so that there will be seats that should be filled by other passengers. But that policy is to allow airlines to have fill as many seats with passengers and to use their aircraft as efficiently as possible. The policy is not to enable airlines to create more revenue for themselves by kicking off fare-paying passengers because they have failed to put into place some sort of proper system to get their crew members where they need to go ahead of time. This is the fact that this individual is literally in his seat takes him out of the trespasser category that you might otherwise think he might be in. This is a very different situation because he's already on the airplane and he's been told, this is your seat, please take a seat, put your seatbelt on, and now he's being forcibly removed. So it's very unusual because normally if there's an overbooking of passengers, you have certain passengers who just never get on.
Mm-hmm.
But in this situation, it's not a real overbooking. They've got crew members they just want to transport, so now they have to make the decision who to pull off.
It's a stark reminder that your seat isn't guaranteed until you are truly airborne.
Well, it shouldn't be that way. There is a policy that every airline is required to have and actually post that talks about who they're going to ask not to fly on a particular flight if they overbook to other passengers. those decisions should be made before people board the aircraft. And once somebody is seated, they should know that they can continue on unless it's a voluntary choice. And in those cases, we often see the airlines offering $800, $1,000, $600 and air miles to ask people to voluntarily get up. That's how to avoid this type of situation.
Some were saying that the money, the monetary value, just wasn't market value for what people were willing to accept.
Yeah, that's true, and that's really interesting. The real point here is that the airline had a couple of different options. So they could have increased the amount of money that they offered the passengers on that flight. They could have found another way to get their crew member to that airport. They could have, what they chose to do here, forcibly remove a passenger from their seat. And I think it's been interesting to watch the stock market and see how expensive that choice has been for them.
We're talking right now with Elisa Brodkowitz. She is an aviation attorney based in Washington State. We're talking about the event that happened Sunday evening when security officers forcibly removed a passenger on a United flight from Chicago to Louisville. It was an overbooked flight, and they were making room for United staff members who needed those seats. Elisa, United Airlines CEO Oscar Munoz issued a new apology this afternoon, calling the incident, quote, a truly horrific event. He added that, quote, no one should ever be mistreated this way. Do you think this apology is a result of backlash from the earlier one that was more tepid?
Right. That apology that was issued said that there was that this individual had to be reaccommodated. And that the use of the term reaccommodated was not the appropriate term. You do not reaccommodate someone by forcibly removing them from their seat, bloodying them, and pulling them off an aircraft. That is not a reaccommodation. So I would expect so. I certainly have been interested to see how effective social media is and truly how wonderful it is, because it makes us all into sort of citizen journalists, and individuals posted this promptly, and as a community, we've really been able to react.
And there was also a reaction on the stock market with United stock just tanking a bit today.
Right. As we learn more and more about different practices that corporations engage in, because we have these citizen journalists everywhere from inside the cabin of an aircraft to wherever, you can make choices based upon what you see and what you hear. And this certainly has hit the media hard and doesn't seem to be going away.
Take us to this passenger bill of rights. What is it, and what did this passenger need to know from this bill of rights?
You know, there's been a lot of talk about the passenger bill of rights as it relates to this incident. The Passenger Bill of Rights was created because there were passengers who were left on the tarmac for hours and hours. And if you recall, they were in hot aircraft. They weren't given food or water. And so there was a movement, I think by Kate Hanai, to really represent the passengers and to get Congress to recognize that there should be a limit to the amount of time anybody should be required to sit on an aircraft without fresh toilets and food and water, et cetera. So that is the Passenger Bill of Rights, really codified a lot of those rights. And this, what we're talking about here is with the overbooking and the bumping, that is, those are laws that the Department of Transportation has created to prevent airlines from engaging in misleading or deceptive practices. Because when we buy a ticket, we're entering into a contract. When I buy a ticket to fly on United, I'm purchasing it and giving them my money, and in consideration, they're giving me a promise that they'll take me from point A to point B safely. So what you have is a breach of contract unless they do that, except for if they are legitimately bumping you for a Department of Transportation permitted bumping. Mm-hmm. And the bumping that we saw here was in my opinion, not a permissible bumping.
Do you think Congress will make any moves to pass laws to protect airline passengers based on what we just saw from this video and as a reaction to this United incident?
You know, I would hope that what comes out of this is something that allows passengers to get truthful, factual information once they're at the gate or seated at their seat about the overbooking. They should learn when the aircraft became overbooked, how many seats are overbooked. They should be told that they are for passengers and not crew members, if that's the case. And then it's already law that they know what the process is, who's going to be bumped first, whether it's the people who checked in last or whether it's the people who paid the lowest for their ticket, or whether it's absolutely random. So what I hope comes out of this is some sort of requirement as to the information that's provided to passengers on flights. For instance, sometimes you are at the gate waiting for your flight and you learn that they are asking for volunteers and the airline is offering a specific amount of money. Maybe it's $400 for you to give up your seat and fly at a different time. But maybe that's not the appropriate amount of money that you should be offered, because you're actually entitled to a certain amount of money based upon when you're actually going to get to your destination and based upon how much you bought your ticket for to your first leg. So if you buy a ticket from Chicago to Louisville and it costs you $400 and the airline is not going to get you there within 2 hours, you'll be entitled to $800. So I would also hope that the airline is required to tell the passengers, here's what we have to pay you. Now, please make your decision based upon the law. Not have it be some sort of, here's $200, $400, $600.
Kind of a game.
Kind of a game, exactly.
We're talking right now to aviation attorney Alisa Brodkowitz now about what rights airline passengers have after a video of a man being forcibly removed from a United flight caused outrage.
And we're taking your calls about this at 800-642-1234. What rights do you think airline passengers should have? Were you affected by any of the canceled Delta flights over the last several days? What was your experience like? How would you like to see things change when it comes to airlines in the U.S.? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll continue this conversation and get to your calls in just a bit here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. We're picking up our discussion now with aviation attorney Alisa Brodkowitz. We're talking about the rights of airline passengers after a man was forcibly removed from a United flight and many Delta flights were canceled over the last several days.
And we're taking your calls as well at 800-642-1234. How would you like to see things change in our country when it comes to airlines? What rights do you think airline passengers should have? What experiences have you had with airlines, either positive or negative? You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll go right to the calls with Cindy in the Fox Cities. Hi, Cindy.
Hello. Well, I think this is just appalling, and I hope that you're going to file a lawsuit because you need to set a precedent for something like this. I just don't understand. I mean, the airlines, once you're in that plane, they have you captive. They shouldn't have you captive before you even leave the gate. And it just makes me mad.
Alisa, what about being in your seat, getting ready for your flight, and then being taken off?
Well, there are a lot of lawsuits that are filed because passengers are injured on flights. And sometimes it seems that that's the only way that we can obtain change in the industry when it starts to hit the airlines in the pocket. So some of the common things that I see, this is not common, but what I see more commonly are people who are hit in the knees by beverage carts or have hot scalding liquids poured on them and There are all sorts of things that happen during flights, and we do get change when we do file a lawsuit. So in response to your point about filing a lawsuit just to make change, yeah, that's something that happens in this country, and that's part of our system of justice.
Cindy, thanks so much for your call. Let's now go to Lisa in Brookfield. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Well, obviously, the United was in the wrong with this, the way they handled this. And I guess I'm just thinking that the amount they were originally offering, you know, $400 or $600 per person, if they had just gone on there and offered $1,000 per person, plus if we can't get you flown out tonight, we're going to give you a hotel voucher for tonight and a meal voucher, and that could save, you know, you and your family could be, you know, saving $4,000 by doing that. I think it just would have been so much of a more proactive, quick way to get that done. And I think some people that were on the fence might have jumped at that point. That might have been the price that really spoke to people. So, and they could have handled it so much easier and avoided this, because now look at their stock has gone down and they're going to suffer financially because they weren't able to offer more of a fair price. Once someone gets on board like that, it automatically jumped up to $1,000 per person compensation, as far as I'm concerned.
Alisa?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think that's a very wise and insightful comment. And if you think about their end, that they were worried about was they had the crew member, they wanted to get to another flight so that the subsequent flight wouldn't be canceled, so they wouldn't lose profits there. Certainly a couple hundred extra dollars or even $1,000 extra on top of what they were already offering him would have been a lot less expensive than canceling an entire flight, or, as this caller is pointing out, watching, you know, $800 million disappear because of the stock market.
Lisa, thanks so much for calling in. Let's now go to Michael in Osseo. Hi, Michael.
Hello. I just want to say that I had a flight that went to Texas. It was my first time. I was kind of scared. And the stewardess and everybody was nice. The food was good. And I had a wonderful time. And I feel if you follow their rules and regulations and behave yourself, you ain't going to have no problem with them people.
Alisa, is this rare? Is this a very unusual thing that just happened?
It is a very unusual thing that just happened, and it is important to listen to flight attendants. Flight attendants have a tough job, and their main job is to keep everyone safe. On this flight, the flight attendants did not keep this passenger safe, but it is very good advice to listen to flight attendants because their job is to keep us safe.
Well, thank you so much, Michael, for telling us about your flight. Let's go to Mike now in Minocqua. Hi, Mike.
Good afternoon. Yeah, I was surprised that none of the passengers on the flight reacted with anything other than sitting there. I was thinking if I were a passenger and I were sitting in one of those seats next to this incident, I would have intervened, and I would have probably become as physical with the officers as they were with this passenger. And I'm just wondering, what would I have been doing in putting myself at risk in doing that?
Alisa?
Oh, that is a great question, and I think a lot of us felt the same way, that they wondered, what would we have done in that situation? Would we have sat by and documented it, or would we have jumped in? There are weapons that the police carry, so I think that you do need to consider the fact that you've gone through security and you have no weapons, so it certainly would be wise not to engage with airport security or police because they are carrying weapons. So that's my first bit of advice. But then the second thing that, you know, you might consider is it interfering would you also, you know, would you potentially be charged with a crime? I think that those would be things you'd have to consider. You might feel like it's the right thing for you to do in the moment, but I certainly don't fault all those passengers who sat there and decided to document instead of engage.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for your call and considering that point. Let's take another quick call here, Liz in Stevens Point. Hi, Liz.
Hi. I had an experience with an airline a few years ago. I was flying out of Florida to Milwaukee. I had a connecting flight in Charlotte, and got off my original flight in Charlotte and ran across the airport and got right in line. I was so excited that I made it. And then they pulled me out of the line and told me that I was flying standby and wouldn't let me get on my flight. And I had absolutely no idea what to do. They didn't offer me anything. So I tried calling the airline, and I ended up sitting in Charlotte for about 12 hours before they got me on a flight at about midnight.
I'm going to let Elisa jump in here really quickly because we're running short of time. What do you think, Elisa?
I wonder, were you compensated?
They did send me a check for $400, but there was no way I was ever going to get on a flight with them again.
Right. Well, you know, if you're not compensated according to the law, which would be the 200%, if you, in your case, you would have gotten 400% of the amount of the first fare, and then any consequential damages. So if you had to eat meals, stay in a hotel. So a passenger in your situation could then go to small claims court and sue the airline and hold them responsible for the extra funds that they're due.
Well, Elisa, I'm going to jump in here. We're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us. Elisa Brodkowitz is an aviation attorney based in Washington State. She joined us to talk about airline passenger rights after a video of a man forcibly removed from a United flight caused outrage. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. This is Central Time.